It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And this past week, on September 29th, a very important piece of media was generated in Bachelor Nation. Olivia Caridi had Blake Hortzman, a.k.a. Baylock High, on her podcast Mouthing Off, and they discuss a wide range of topics, including producer manipulation, the sexual activities of Bachelor players, a lot of behind-the-scenes shit.
His dance spins on the beach.
That actually, that piece of the conversation, to me, it made me like him more. I was like, okay, I fucking get it,
definitely,
dude. Overall, I came away with that feeling from this. I did like him more after having heard it.
Agreed. But I also felt that way coming away from the Reality Steve conversation with Colton. So I just feel gaslit all the time at this point.
Fair enough.
I don't know what to believe from anyone in any area.
But one thing that we certainly believe is that this conversation that Olivia Caridi had with Baylock High was definitely worth higher scrutiny because so much is revealed in it. And so we thought we would do an installment of
Digging Deeper.
For those of you who have heard our previous installments of Digging Deeper, you know how this works. We have boiled down this hour-long interview that she did with Baylock High into about 16 and a half minutes worth of clips that we think are the most important pieces to be taken from it. We are going to play those clips as they appeared in that original podcast chronologically, and then we are going to come out and comment on each clip as we play it to tell you what we think the most significant stuff from that clip is, what you should be paying attention to or taking away from it. Are you ready, Pace Case?
I'm ready.
Here is clip number one.
So then, what was it? It came out, Colton set you up with Kaylin, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I guess you could call it setting up. Like, I was with Colton, I want to say we were in Aspen, and he was FaceTiming with Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Kaylin, and Kaylin and Cassie were, like, BFFs then. And, you know, we just, like, because, you know, Colton was like, here, meet Kaylin so that Kaylin and Cassie will hang out every fucking second of every day.
Right. Yeah.
So it was one of those. So, yeah. And we just, you know, started chatting here and there from there.
Mm-hmm. But then maybe that one wasn't as clear as far as.
I guess not on her end. You know, I mean, it's very, that's a strange thing to me because the entire time we were, you know, talking, she wanted to be Bachelorette. Like, she was asking me how to become the Bachelorette, like who she was going to interview with, what kind of questions she could expect, all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was a bit of a shock when all of a sudden she turned around and said that we were exclusive. Like, I was like, what? Like, I mean, I'll never forget watching it on my jaw. Cause I watched it a couple days early, you know,
yeah.
My jaw just dropping, like, what?
So yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy to, you didn't know maybe the level at which she was going in on you.
No, when I was down there?
Yeah.
Not at all. And I listen, I want to preface this with saying, like, she got manipulated a whole bunch too.
Of course.
You know, they wanted her to, yeah, they wanted her to say certain things. But no, so she never said anything to my face. Like, that only interaction we had was that little blow up that she had on me where you saw me the whole time, like,
I didn't realize, you know,
my mouth
this
wide
was
open. Yeah. But no, I had no idea the other thing she was saying.
Woof.
They made sure I very, very, you know, they made sure that I didn't know what she was saying.
So in this first clip, we are treated by Baylock High to this behind-the-scenes information about the true nature of his relationship with Kaylin Miller-Keyes, who of course left that season of Bachelor in Paradise with Deany Babies, Dean Unglert. But what we were led to believe on the show is that she was beyond reproach, that she hated his guts, and it is because the producers kept them apart. They didn't even allow them to speak. And they kept him completely in the dark. Their entire beef, that entire rivalry that they set up between them, was completely manufactured.
We were led to believe on Bachelor in Paradise that Baylock High went into Stagecoach and treated it as a revolving door for his dick with just Bachelor Nation woman after Bachelor Nation woman. And meanwhile, there's this whole other narrative, one that they would never discuss on the show, of a player trying to become Bachelorette, aka Caitlyn. And it's interesting to me that she's asking Baylock Guy for that advice. I'm like, how would he know what the Bachelorette casting process looks like?
Because he made it to top three on Becca Kufrin's season of Bachelorette, which was before her play in the game.
So you think he was interviewed for Bachelor?
As you get to these upper echelons in the game, I think the producing teams collapse in around you. So as we'll get to it later in this podcast, but we also learn that people are assigned producers. And as the player pool shrinks, as you get into the finals, as you get into the playoffs, I think you've got dozens of producers who are handling 25 to 30 players initially. And then once it's down to three, you now have, you know, seven or eight producers per each player. So I think you get a much better understanding of how the game is put together and how you can manipulate producers. And I think Caitlyn, in her efforts to get the crown, was just trying to use every resource available to her. And here was Baylock Kwai, who she had a sexual relationship with at Stagecoach.
Like, also part of what made me like Baylock Kwai in this interview was that he kept saying, oh, but Caitlyn was super manipulated by the producers as well. Like, I think he did a very good job of saying that.
Absolutely. He certainly has empathy for everybody who's been through the show, even people who maligned him, because he understands firsthand what they did. And they get to this in some other parts of this interview as well, which we will get to. Here is the next clip.
You're in Batch Nation more than I am, and you probably know how fast gossip travels. Like, how did you think you could get away with going to Stagecoach and like being with people from the same kind of time of the same show?
I mean, honestly, because everybody in Batch Nation fucks. Everybody has sex with each other. That's so true. Like, I know people down there on that beach who had sex with each other. Most people just have enough respect not to say, you know, talk on national television about somebody else's sex life. So that was what it was shocking to me. I was being like, wait a minute, you've had sex with him and you had sex with her. Like, I remember there was an interview Raven did with Lauren Zima where she was like, who do you think has slept with the most people in Match Nation? Of course, it was like during all that. So Raven was like, oh, Blake, for sure. I bet I don't even crack the top five women, let alone the men in that sleep with around in Match Nation, you know? So that was really frustrating. I just felt like such a scapegoat.
Woo-wee.
This was maybe my favorite clip.
Everybody fucks in Bachelor Nation. I mean, look, we have long suspected this, that it's kind of a free-for-all. It's like the Olympic Village when all the Olympians go and there's a million used condoms. It's like these people are at the prime of their physical lives in their early to mid-20s, early 30s. They are, in the same way Olympic athletes are at the top of their game when they're at the Olympics, these people are at the top of their parasocial games. All pistons are firing, of course.
They've all got personal trainers. They're all going to the same parties.
And they are existing in a world where they're trying to manufacture romantic relationships. That's the nature of their entire fucking identity. So, of course, they're all going to be having sex. But here, we hear it for the first time, as said by a fucking player himself who knows this shit to be true, that all of these people are fucking each other, and he thought what he did was no different than anyone else. In fact, he even says he's not even in the top fucking five people. Oh, God.
I fucking love that, because we get this impression from the show that we know about all the sex and that the sex that's being brought up is all the sex that's being had. And he's just blatantly saying that that's untrue here. He's like, you don't even know who fucks. Like, I am a prude in Bachelor Nation.
And as much as we don't want to jump to conjecture, we feel obligated to do so. Who is he talking about here?
We must.
Who are the king and queen of fucking in Bachelor Nation?
Okay, well, my first thing that I want to know about is, who is this woman? He's like, I don't even crack the top five of women. And I'm thinking about who fucks who was on the beach at the same time as him. I'm thinking
the rest of this invaluable information can be found only in the deepest, darkest recess of the pit. And for access to that, you must go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/GameOfRoses. We hope to see you in the shadows very soon.
Praise be Lord Harrison.